Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm so happy you decided to join us today. Before we jump into the podcast, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. We own three of them, and I can tell you personally, even before they became sponsors, their customer service is second to none. Every time I've had any issues with any of my machines, going back to the way old ones, they've always taken really good care of me. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com. Oh, and mention us, and they'll give you $450 off. Mention Coach Collins or Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $450 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. We always tell our players that they should be working on their craft. I challenge you to work on your craft. Come over, join a community of like-minded coaches who want to make this game better. It's the reason I started Teach Hoops, is to help pay the bills for all these podcasts, but even more importantly, to give back to this great game that has given me so much, and to set up a roadmap for you to be successful, not only on the court, but off the court. And we offer a 14-day free trial. So come over and kick the tires around, see if you like it. And let's head off to the podcast.
Yeah, postseason awards. Yeah.
What do you mean by postseason awards?
Yeah, so this was a discussion that was on the Facebook group. So if you're not on the Facebook group, go to facebook.com. Is it? Yeah. Or go into groups and search coaching youth hoops. The URL's too long.
So
go to Facebook.
Coach, you get it. Yes. So it's facebook.com/groups/ coaching youth hoops.
Coaching youth hoops.
It's easier to just go to groups and type in coaching youth hoops.
Coaching youth hoops. Yep.
You'll see.
There we go. Postseason awards. So this was posted by a member of the group asking what everyone does for your postseason awards. Do you give out, MVP, or what kind of awards do you give out? So you want to kick us off?
I didn't really give awards at the youth level when I was doing it. I really didn't.
You're old school.
A little bit. Well, they all got something, maybe, depending, but it wasn't like I didn't want to give an MVP out. I didn't want to give, I just, especially at the younger ages, I just didn't, at fourth grade, it depended who the MVP would, who's showing up, whose parents are there, who's like, I usually gave them something like at the
end. What do you mean?
Like a picture or a collage or a video. They all got something. Uh-huh. That was more that everybody got that I thought was like, this will, you can remember when you're in fourth grade playing in Mr. Coach Collins's team. So I did more of that kind of stuff when I was coaching both my kids' teams than the specific, best defender or diving on the floor. I feel like they're Dundies sometimes at that level when you're starting to,
cutest in the office kind of thing. I don't need to make up awards.
So
that's what I did. I know in eighth grade they gave him the, you know, a nice thing of, you know, his memorial and his paint. It was like, so there's different things I did as it went along. It got nicer actually as they played longer. The awards got, and I guess you could assume those are awards, but they're more like, here's something to remember the season by, more than, you know. I don't think I any little league football, none of the, I don't think I nothing. Gave out okay. awards. Yeah. I don't. We had get togethers and we had celebrations, but I guess I am old school. Holy cow. Old school, yeah. Oh, sorry.
I'll tell you what I did, and I'll, you know, we'll read through some of the comments and what most people, what most coaches picked on this particular survey. I usually gave out an MVP most improved, and something that didn't have to do with ability for those kids, right?
So that's a great idea. Yeah, that's a great idea.
We had the Panther Award because we were the Panthers. This was for our CYO team. And so I'd give out the Panther Award, and I described what that was and how you got it. You know, maybe somebody who showed up, like you said, worked hard, supported their teammates, was coachable. And you know what that did, especially for, and I was very strategic in that particular one because everybody kind of knew it's like, okay, we wouldn't win if we didn't have this kid on the team, his most valuable player and most improved, you know, maybe that was a little bit more subjective. But the Panther Award gave hope to some of those kids that weren't, they had a place, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's, and I do that. I do that for my high school team. It's the Spartan Award. Yeah. We're the Spartans. It's the Spartan Award. It's a great idea to do that because it gives everybody's got a shot for that award.
Yeah,
everybody.
Right, everybody's got a shot. That's right. And quick story: I got an email from a dad who was on my team as a youth. I coached him. Gosh, he was third, fourth grade, fifth grade. Oh, actually, all the way through eighth grade. So third through eighth, so 5 years. He's in college now. Got an email from the dad. And this kid was just, he was good. He was a great decent kid. Athlete. Yeah, and just a nice kid. Got the Panther Award, you know, several years. And his dad emailed me. And I remember this kid's 20 years old. And his dad emailed me and found a letter that I wrote to his son for the Panther Award. And he said it brought him to tears. And he reached out to me and thanked him because he said that that was such that kept his son
engaged, playing. Probably. Yeah. Playing and playing. Around his friends. And
So I love that. You know, again, you just, you know, that's why we do this, right? Long term. But let's look at what everyone.
But I like the non-ability one because everybody knows who the MVP. Yeah. That's why I never did awards because I didn't want to hand out an MVP.
Yeah.
And most improved is a bit subjective.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, is it improved from year to year? Is it improved over a game? Is it improved over a month? Is it like, and with littles, I don't love doing that, but I love that idea of that kind of an award.
And I usually gave everybody a certificate of completion type of thing.
Right. Yes.
Print out and, you know, of course at the end of the year ceremony, everyone, we talked about everybody.
Yes, right? yes, 100%.
Yeah, and we talked about this on a past podcast, what to do. But I think this is very specific to what awards to give out because it is a big deal. But most coaches do give out, according to the survey results return, most give out. There was 57 votes on this. So, Coach, you can tell me if that's statistically relevant or not.
It is probably with our sample size. Yes.
Yes.
The stats teacher. Yes.
Exactly. MVP and a few others. That was the bigger choice. MVP and a few others. So, and my comment, I commented on it, and I got 9 thumbs up. So, by a few others, I'm going to make the assumption was the MVP. Most improved and some made up award that has nothing to do with ability would probably a good set.
Yeah. And then you could always do a defensive award. I always like doing things that, that aren't celebrated, you know?
Oh yeah.
A little bit of a side note here. Yeah. You know, you see all these 1,000 point scores now and they stop the game and they give them a banner and blah, 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 blah. You don't see that for rebounds. You don't see that for assists. Right. You don't see that for defense. You don't see that for diving on the floor. You don't see that for deflections. You don't see that for steals. You don't see that for blocks. You see it for one thing, which everyone sees. So again, you're not going to keep all those stats unless, of course, you have Game Changer. We could do a nice shout out to Game Changer. But anyway.
I love that app, by the way.
What's the URL? What's the URL we were talking
about? gc.com/coachingyouthhoops.
So if you have that and you videotaped all the game and you kept the stats and did all of that, then you could go do some of those other awards. But you can definitely do a defensive one. You can do a hustle one. Mm-hmm. You can do the Spartan one. The Spartan award for us is a spirit one. It's the kid that brings it every day. That's what our Spartan award is not. It's the sometimes it's the fifth man. Sometimes it's the 10th man. Sometimes it's the 15th man on my team. But it's what it exudes as Spart. What do we want? We want, you know, the kid that comes every day, that shows up every day, you know?
That's right.
But there's other ones. So I think staying away from those, you know, personally, MVP would be one I would, like, everyone probably knows who the most valuable player is. But anyway, that's just old school Coach Collins. Anyway.
Everyone gets a trophy.
Everybody gets a trophy.
I don't believe in that either, though. Not everybody gets a trophy.
I believe in a celebration at the end of the season. Yeah. And here's something, and here's a certificate, and here's a picture of the team, and here's a something to remember. You know, my kids put those up in their room, and they're, you know, whatever. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that. But, yes, you're not going to get a trophy for,
No.
God, I do sound old school. Like, I had a kid come into school the other day and said, "Hey, Mr. Collins, I've done my homework the last 2 weeks." That's what they said to me. I go,
"Well, so he did his homework for the last 2 weeks?"
Yeah, it was a senior. I go, "Nice job. You also got dressed this morning. I'm so proud of you." And they go, "What?" And they go, "Well, I just assume you're going to get dressed, come to school with clothes on. I just kind of assume you're going to do your homework."
Yeah.
When you go above and beyond, I'm going to celebrate you.
That's right.
It's like,
all right. That's baseline, right?
He wanted me to celebrate him doing what you should do.
Well, unless he wasn't doing his homework before.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else on awards?
Nothing else on the awards, but go ahead. I know what you're going
to say. I was going to tell him to go over to the Facebook group.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Okay.
Was that what you're going to do?
Yeah.
Go over to the Facebook groups, type in Coaching Youth Hoops, and then you can have a say in. Maybe in the next question, maybe in the responses or the comments. We would love to see that. We want the engagement, for sure.
Absolutely. It's a great discussion over in the Facebook group.
Yes. So go over and check it out. And until next week, Coach.
Until next week.
Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you love it and you want to support us, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. 14-day free trial as we talk. Subscribe, like, jump up and down, do whatever you got to do. Those Apple podcasts mean a lot to us. I read every one of them. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.